जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad.
Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivarjaracharya Stotra Sastri Srimad Abhay Charana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskon Beauty Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayom Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivarjaracharya Stotra Sastri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Syam Kunda Radha Kundigri Govardhan ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki Purushottam Chhetra Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki Ganga Mai ki Jamuna Mai ki Tulsi Maharani ki Kaliyuga Pavan Harinam Sankirtan ki Samved Bhakta Brinda ki All glories to the Sambali Vodis. All glories to the Sambali Vodis. All glories to the Sambali Vodis. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 13, Chapter entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, Verse number 36 and 37. Verse 36 we'll recite together. విమృజ్య అశ్రూని పాణిభ్యాం విష్టభ్యాత్మానం ఆత్మనా అజాతశత్రుం ప్రత్యూచే ప్రభో పాదావ అనుస్మరన్ విమృజ్య సారుని పాణిభ్యా విష్టాభ్యాత్మానం ఆత్మనా అజాతశత్రుం ప్రత్యూచే ప్రభో పాదావ అనుస్మరన్ విమృజ్యాశ్రూని పాణిభ్యాం విష్టభ్యాత్మానం ఆత్మనా అజాతశత్రుం ప్రత్యూచే ప్రభో పాదావ అనుస్మరన్ విమృజ్యాశ్రూని పాణిభ్యాం నిష్టభ్యాత్మానం ఆత్మనా అజాతశత్రుం ప్రత్యూచే బహుపాదావనుస్మరన్ విమృజ్యాశ్రూని పాణిభ్యాం నిష్టభ్యాత్మానం ఆత్మనా అజాతశత్రుం ప్రత్యూచే విమృజ్యాశ్రూణిపాణిభ్యాష్టభ్యాత్మానమాత్మనాశత్రుం ప్రత్యూచే అభ పాదావనుస్మరన్ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ విమృజ్య స్మియరింగ్ ఆశ్రుని టియర్స్ ఐస్ పాణిభ్యాం విత్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్స్ విష్టభ్య సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఆత్మానం ది మైండ్ ఆత్మన బై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అజాతశత్రుం అంటూ మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ ప్రత్యూచే బిగన్ టు రిప్లై ప్రభో of his master padau feet anusmaran thinking after translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada first he slowly pacified his mind by intelligence and wiping away his tears and thinking of the feet of his master Dhritarashtra he began to reply to Maharaj Yudhishthira there is no purport so we will move to Next text 37. నాహం సంజయ ఉవాచ నాహం వేద వ్యవస్థితం పిత్రోరవ కులనందన గాంధార్యా వా మహాబాహో ముసితో అస్మి మహాత్మభిః వాట్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ సంజయ ఉవాచ సంజయ సేడ్ నాట్ అహం ఐ వేద నో వ్యవస్థితం determination pitroh of your uncles vah your kulanandana o descendant of the kuru dynasty gandharyah of gandhari va or mahabaho o great king musita cheated asmi I have been mahaatmabhih by those great souls translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation Sanjaya said my dear descendant of the Kuru dynasty I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Gandhari. O king, I have been cheated by those great souls. Purport. That great souls cheat others may be astonishing to know, but it is a fact that great souls cheat others for a great cause. It is said that Lord Krishna also advised Yudhishthir to tell a lie before Dronacharya, and it was also for a great cause. The Lord wanted it, and therefore it was a great cause. Satisfaction of the Lord is the criterion of one who is bona fide, and the highest perfection of life is to satisfy the Lord by one's occupational duty. That is the verdict of Gita and Bhagavatam. Dhritarashtra and Vidura, followed by Gandhari, did not disclose their determination to Sanjaya, although he was constantly with Dhritarashtra as his personal assistant. Sanjaya never thought that Dhritarashtra could perform any act without consulting him. But Dhritarashtra's going away from home was so confidential that it could not be disclosed even to Sanjaya. Sanatan Goswami also cheated the keeper of the prison house while going away to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami also cheated his priest and left home for good to satisfy the Lord. To satisfy the Lord, anything is good, for it is in relation with the absolute truth. We also had the same opportunity to cheat the family members and leave home to engage in the service of Srimad Bhagavatam. Such cheating was necessary for a great cause, and there is no loss for any party in such transcendental fraud.
Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Welcome to all devotees to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Please place me so that I can speak something which will be useful to you and also purifying to me.
Here Prabhupada is writing about cheating. In the Prabhupada, Prabhupada is writing, the great soul cheat others may be astonishing to know, but it is a fact that great soul cheat others for a great cause. And example first, Prabhupada is writing here about how Krishna advised Maharaj Yudhishthir to tell a lie before Dronacharya. And it was also for a great cause. The Lord wanted it, and therefore it was a great cause. Satisfaction of the Lord is the criterion of one who is bona fide. And the highest perfection of life is to satisfy the Lord by one's occupational duty. Although it was a lie, but it was for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. We see in Mahabharata, Drona Parva, where this incident is very vividly described there, how Lord Krishna is asking to tell a lie. There he is saying, Nyasta sastra stastu sangrame sakyo hantim bhave nirbhi asthiyatam jaya yogo dharm utstrijya pandavaha. So Krishna is telling, when these people put their weapons, when Dronacharya will put his weapons, then only he can be killed by humans. Otherwise, he can't be killed. Therefore, O Pandava, asthiyatam jaya yogo dharma surjava Pandava. So, hey Pandava, especially here he is referring to Arjuna, that although to kill one's guru or spiritual master is not proper, but you have to leave it. Dharma utsrijya Pandava. You have to leave this dharma. Leave this dharma and you have to do what is right. That is to kill here. And he's saying, Krishna is saying, I believe that if Aswasthama can be killed, after that, if Aswasthama is killed, after that Dronacharya will not fight. And someone has to go and tell him that your son Aswasthama has been killed in this battle. Although when Arjun heard this, he didn't like this. But others, all those who were there in the battlefield, they liked this idea that, oh, we should do this. And they all asked Yudhishthir Maharaj, and with very difficulty, Yudhishthir Maharaj agreed to say so. And when this planning was being done, at that time, what Bhima did, Tato Bhimo Mahabahur Anikeswa Mahagajam. At that time, Bhima, Swe Mahagajam, his own gaja, his own elephant, he killed. And what was, why he killed? Jaghan Gadaya Rajan Aswatthama Aswatthanam Ityuta. With his own club, he killed that elephant whose name was also same, Aswatthama. Aswatthama Nam Ityuta. His name was Aswatthama. And that elephant was elephant of Maharaj, the Malaya king, Maharaj Indra Varma. And now, according to plan, Bhima was, he arranged a situation where Maharaj Yudhishthir can tell a lie. So this Aswasthama elephant, who was famous, he was killed, and Bhishmasen immediately went to Dronacharya and sent, Aswasthama is now killed. But Dronacharya didn't believe. He immediately, when he heard this, although the Pandavas were famous for their virtue, and for a moment he thought that this is right, and he immediately became lifeless for a moment. But then he thought that Bhima can tell a lie. So again he took his weapons and started fighting. And he was thinking that my son is very, it can't be tolerated by enemies. He is very powerful. So it is not easy to kill him. So all these thoughts came in the mind of Dronacharya, and he immediately hold himself, and again he started to fight. And meanwhile, Dhritarashtra came and started attacking on Dronacharya, and he covered Dronacharya with arrows from all the side. And at that time, Dronacharya was covered by this Drushtadyumna. And it was like when you see the sun covered with a cloud, like monsoon season is going on right now. And for days we are not able to see sun. So at that time people were not able to see Drona because whole sky was being covered by the arrows from Drushtadyumna. Then he also evoked the weapon. He has evoked the weapon Brahmastra, and he has started to finish all these warriors who were on the opposite side. And by that, Dronacharya was again established in this battlefield. And all the places were filled with the cut off heads, thighs, arms, limbs. All these were lying down here and there. It is written that Kunjaranam cha patatam hayauganam cha bharata agamya rupa prithvi mans sonit kardama. The whole earth at that place was filled with blood, and the bodily limbs of the horses, elephants and the warriors, soldiers. And by that the whole place has become muddy. Muddy not with water, muddy with blood. Such a ghastly scene was there. And it was such a scene that even to move around was so much difficult. In mud, we cannot walk properly. So, this was the situation. And what he did, he killed 20,000 charioteers. And he was standing like a fire in between of all these persons. And then again he became angry, Dronacharya. And he removed the head of Vasudhanak. And then he killed 50 soldiers of Srinjaya's dynasty, and 6,000 soldiers and 10,000 elephants he again killed. So these are such a big number, but he was killing just in a few moments. In a few moments and few times he was killing. The fight was beginning. We can't even imagine how he was killing. And then again he killed 10,000 charioteers. So he was killing like what we cannot even think with the speed of mind, and he was killing in that way. When he was killing in that way, at that time, many Brahmaharshis, they came making they put Agnidev in front of them, and they came in front of Dronacharya and asking, and they were requesting Dronacharya. And who were them? Vishwamitra, Jamadagni, Bharadwaj, Gautam, Vasishth, Kasyap, Atri. All these people, they have come from Brahmaloka. So, all these people have come. They arrived there. And with them, Prishni, Garga, Valkilya, Bhrigu, Angira, and different sages were also there. And they came and they all started asking, and they all were requesting, Dronacharya, keep your weapon down and see to us. Right till now, you have whatever you are fighting, it is not according to dharma, it is adharma. You have done your fighting with adharma, and now your time has come. Now the time of your death has come. So don't do this ghastly activity and leave this. You are knowledgeable person. You are a knower of the Vedas. Especially you are situated in truth and religious principles. You are Brahmana. So for you, this ghastly activity doesn't befit you. So you leave your astra and sastra, all these weapons, and situated in your transcendental path. And now your time to stay in this manushya loka, earth planet, has come to an end. Now start preparing for yourself to go, to leave this place. You have what you have done, you have given Brahmastra to those who are not eligible, and by that you have done such act which was not at all good, which was not at all proper. So you immediately leave your weapons and don't do any delay, and do not repeat this also. So they were all requesting, but when the sages were asking Dronacharya at that time, Drishtadyumna, after hearing from Bhimsena all these incidents, he came. And he came in front of Drona. And by seeing Drishtadyumna, Drona become somehow, morose that what I should do now, that these people are asking me to leave and this time, my time has come. So he was in doubt. And he has also heard that his son has been killed. Then to confirm again that whether his son has been killed or not, he asked Yudhishthir Maharaj. And what Yudhishthir Maharaj asked, he said, Dronacharya thought that when I will ask Yudhishthir, he will not tell a lie because he had never told any lie and he is fixed in his principle. So he asked him. And at that time, what Yudhishthir Maharaj said, he said that just 1 minute. What he told that Aswasthama has been killed, but he also said that Aswasthama is killed, the elephant. But the elephant word he spoke very softly, and the word Aswasthama has been killed he spoke very loudly. And he said that when he said the other word, that the elephant, that word was like gone underground in the sound of all these various fighting in the battlefield. So it was not heard by Aswasthama and Dronacharya. So Dronacharya immediately believed the word of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And for the time being, he becomes very much morose. And he said that at that time, Maharaj Yudhishthira's chariot, which was always five fingers flying from the ground, it immediately came down. It was due to his since he told a lie to Dronacharya. But after that, immediately Dronacharya didn't left everything. He still started fighting. Although vigor and everything was coming down, in between he was so much in moroseness that he has his son has been killed. So he was fighting, and finally when these rishis again requested him, then he decided now the time has come. So he went behind his chariot, sat down and started focusing himself on the Supreme. And these people who were earlier the Maharshis, they were asking him to come along with them to higher loka, to Brahma Loka. So at that time, Dronacharya sat and he started meditating, focused his breath and focused on Vishnu. And by focusing on Vishnu, he left his body. But at that time, when Drishtadyumna saw that he is sitting there, he left his arrow and bow, and he took his sword and he came to Dronacharya and he cut off his head. Although all the rishis, all the other soldiers were asking him not to do so, but he killed, already Dronacharya has left his body. He just killed the dead body of Dronacharya. And when he cut off the head, all the blood started coming out from the body of Dronacharya and he was lying down. And he took that head, which was he was holding with the hairs, and threw in the army of Kauravas. By seeing that, the Kauravas armies, their only enthusiasm was to run away from the battlefield. Their enthusiasm was only how to run away from this battlefield. They were so much terrified. So we see here that how Dronacharya was being killed. But since he has done wrong, but at the last moment he focused himself on Vishnu. So we see similar incident with Parikshit Maharaj, that he was destined to be killed by biting of Takshaka snake. But when Takshaka snake came in the Bhagavatam, it's written, Mahabharata has different version, but Srimad Bhagavatam says that when Takshaka came, he bit the dead body of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj has already sat on meditation in Samadhi and he left his body, and Takshaka came and bite the body of left body of what Parikshit Maharaj left, and that body burned to ashes. So here Dronacharya also left this body. So we see how this whole episode was being used by Krishna to establish dharma. It is said that dharmam tu sachat bhagavat pranitam. That what is the actual dharma? The dharma is to establish, to follow the words of Krishna. What Krishna is saying, that is actual dharma. So if the scriptures is saying something else, but Krishna personally comes and asks one to follow some principle, then one should follow that. Although it may appear sometimes very heavy, but we should do this. Sanatana Goswami, we see that how Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada is writing in the Purport that he is writing that Sanatana Goswami also cheated. Whom he cheated? He cheated his jailkeeper. And he very nicely he has glorified the jailkeeper, that how he is saying that you are Jinda Peer, you are a living saint. Although we can also imagine that that person was not Jinda Peer, he was not saint, but Sanatana Goswami is very nicely glorifying him so that he can fulfill his purpose, his mission can be fulfilled. First he says that tumi eka jinda peer mahabhagyavan kitab quran shastre ache tomar gyan. He says you are jinda peer, living saint, mahabhagyavan, you are a very fortunate person, you are a very elevated person, kitab quran, you have knowledge of the kitab quran, shastre ache tomar gyan, you have knowledge in the scriptures. And then in the next verse he is saying, ek bandi chhade yadi nija dharma dekhiya samsare haite tare mukta kare na goshaya. If one releases a conditioned souls or imprisoned person according to religious principle, he himself is also released from material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this kind of letter he is doing, but Prabhupada is writing that here in the purport that Sanatana Goswami, who was formerly a minister of the Nawab, was trying to cheat the Muslim superintendent. A jail superintendent had only an ordinary education, or particularly no education, as we can see in the case of Yamdutas when they came to catch Ajamil. There, they were having basic education, whom to catch, whom not to catch, but they are not knowing the higher principle that when someone is associating with the name of Vishnu, he should be left. So they were not knowing. So they were given basic understanding, and by that the work can be done. So here also Prabhupada is writing that this person, this superintendent, is not having that knowledge. But to satisfy him, Sanatana Goswami praised him as a very learned scholar of the scriptures. And the jailkeeper could not deny that he was a learned scholar, because when one is elevated to an exalted position, he believes to same to be true, that I know everything. And Sanatana Goswami was correctly explaining the effect of spiritual activity, and the jailkeeper connected his statement with his release from jail. So Prabhupada is writing, there are innumerable conditioned souls in this material world, rotting and imprisoned by Maya, under the spell of Maya. So the living entity is so entrenched by the spell of Maya that in conditioned life, even if it is a life of pig, he feels satisfied. He doesn't want to change his position. So, and then Prabhupada further writes how living entity is under the control of Maya. Then he is saying that, therefore Sanatana Goswami said, somehow or other, if one helps one another gain release from the bondage of Maya, he is certainly recognized immediately by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na cha tasman manushyasu kaschin me priya krittamah bhavita na me tasmad anyah praya. Anya taro, anya priya taro bhuvihi. So anyone who preaches this knowledge, no one is dear, more dear to me than the person who preaches this confidential knowledge of mine to anyone.
Purve ami tomar kariya chupakar, tumi ama chhadi kara pratyupakar.
So Sanatana Goswami, he said that previously I have done much for you. Now I am in difficulty. Please return my goodwill by releasing me.
पंच सहस्र मुद्रा तुमी कर अंगीकार पुण्य अर्थ दुई लाभ है बे तुमार.
So he is saying to this jailkeeper, keep this 5,000 gold coins. So he was not having gold coins with him in the jail, but he has kept these gold coins with one merchant in the village. So he is saying, take that 5,000 gold coins from and do punya, do pious activity, and dui labh phaibe tumar. You will having two benefits. First, if you release me, you will get punya, and second, you will get artha. So you will get material profit and also spiritual profit.
Tabe se yavan kahe suna mahasay tumare chhadiya kintu kari raja bhay.
So the jailkeeper said, I may relieve you, but I fear from the king that when he will come to know, then he will punish me. So what then I will be doing then?
So Sanatana Goswami is a minister. He knows everything. Sam, dam, danda, bhed. All these four principles, how to apply at which place.
Devotee also know very well. Those who are expert.
Sanatana kahe tumi na kara rajya bhay, dakshina giya che yadi luti, liuti ayay. तोहारक कहियो से बाह्य कृत्य गेला गंगारे निकट गंगा देखी झाप दिला.
He says, don't fear of the king. You just say to him that when he went near the river for his morning duties, seeing Ganges, he jumped into that river. And
अनेक देखिला तार लाग न पाइला दाडू की सहित डूबी कहां वही.
He say that and inform the king that he jumped in the Ganges with all his shackles. So he must have drowned and he was carried away by Ganges and we were not able to find him anywhere. So he must have died.
Kichu bhaya nahi ami e deshe na raba daravesha haya ami makka ke aiba.
This is the highest that what he is saying, that there is no reason for you to be afraid. For I shall not remain in this country. If I remain here, then only he will find out from his other people. I shall become a mendicant. He thinks true. And go to the holy city of Mecca. So what is Mecca for these people? Ours is Vrindavan. He went there. But if you see the literary sense, it was a complete lie. He was fully cheating that jailkeeper.
Tathapi yavana mana prasannana dekhila satta. सात हजार मुद्रा तार आगे रसी कैला.
So Sanatana Goswami could see the mind of the meat eaters was not still satisfied. He then stacked 7,000 gold coins before him. So 5,000 में काम नहीं बना. So he added more. Table के ऊपर थे, below the table, under the table, whatever was necessary to release him so that he can be engaged. Sanatana Goswami go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He tried all the means and now it was like checkmate situation. Earlier he was refusing. He was attracted by all these offers. He was convinced by the offer of Sanatana Goswami that he can give all these reasons to king. But now finally by this offering of 7,000 gold coins he had checkmated. Earlier the positions were all defined, but now he can't refuse. This was an offer which that jailkeeper can't refuse. And that time he said,
Loba haila yavanera mudra dekhiya ratre ganga par kaila dadu ke katiya.
So seeing all these gold coins, that superintendent of jail, he became very much greedy. He took all this and at the night time, he himself made Sanatan Goswami cross the Ganges, other side of the Ganges, because this side is south side was this place where Sanatan Goswami was kept in the jail. And after this Ganges water, he crossed other side and he also cut the shackles of Sanatan Goswami. So Yamuna is on the northern side of the Ganges, which means that side is Vrindavan. So if he goes from that side, he don't have to again cross the Ganges river. He will directly go to Vrindavan. But if he goes by this route, he will. But here he crossed that, but again he has come, and we see that how Sanatan Goswami from that route he went to Hajipur in Patna. So Hajipur is in the northern side of Patna. So he crossed, he went to, through that route, but again we see he went to Varanasi. Varanasi also is on the other side of Ganges. So that route he again traveled. So we see that how Sanatan Goswami cheated here. So all this great personality, they also cheat. But their cheating is for higher cause. Mohini Murthy also cheated demons. Although it was decided that demons will decide whom to give, whom not to give. And they were thinking that they will get the nectar. But they were deprived of the nectar. And the exact moment Mohini Murthy delivered all this or feed all this amrita, nectar to demigods. Lord Narasimhadev also in a way cheated, because Hiranyakashipu was thinking that he'll not die, and he asked so many benedictions, but Lord appeared in such a way that all his conditions were intact and he killed him. So in earlier ages, we will not find so many instances that Lord is or his devotees are cheating, but as Kali Yuga process, the Yuga degraded, especially Kali Yuga process, the cheating propensity increased and the common people start cheating. So at that time, it becomes very difficult to catch someone with all the good way. Suppose if any thief is or some dacoit is running in the highway and the speed limit is 80. So a police just can't follow the speed limit and catch that thief or the dacoit. The police has to break the law. Although they are not punishable, but what is defined in that law, they have to break. So similarly, the people in a mass level, they are doing many wrong things. So sometime to catch them, we not the higher personality, they do this kind of activities so that these people can be ultimately engaged in devotional service. But is it not that one should apply this principle in a very rampant way in their life? Because what happens when we apply this cheating propensity in our life, this becomes a second nature of us. And then we will apply where it is not even necessary, for fun, for some little sense gratification, and that way it will increase. What Parikshit Maharaj says in Bhagavatam, that all this prashchitta, this doesn't purify the person. Why? It is like an elephant bath. When elephant takes bath, again after coming from the body of reservoir, again puts all the dirt on his body. It is the propensity of that elephant. So similarly, a person who purifies himself by different prashchitta, atonement, again he commits the same mistake. So what is the benefit in that? So because what happens that even if he is purified from his bad karma, the propensity, the proclivity to do wrong things doesn't go away from the heart. That is still there. That means seed is still there. The water and that type of environment needs to come, and again the person will commit the same mistake. So it will only end when this seed will go, and how this seed will go away? When the knowledge awakens within his heart that who is he? Till the time this knowledge is not there, this ignorance there, the person will commit again, time and again, he will keep committing the mistakes in his life. So to come over that, one has to establish himself in devotional service. It is written in Bhagavatam, in the episode of Ajamil, that how Ajamil, when he was chanting this holy name, that time, although he was a very sinful person, to catch him, all the four Yamdutas came, but they were being released, while they were being stopped by Vishnu Duta. Why? Because Vishnu Duta came just by hearing that someone is chanting the name of their master at the time of death, Mriya Manasya, at the time of death. So they came immediately and they stopped this Vishnu Duta. So in that chapter, Sukhdev Goswami says that only when one is engaged in the service of Vishnu or Narayan, that time only he can be relieved from such things. Otherwise, it is not possible. He is saying, that by engaging in these activities of devotional service, the how a person can be relieved from his sinful activity. Kechit kevalya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham gunvanti karteshneya niraharam iva bhaskara. Only by doing devotional service to Vasudev, to Lord Krishna, only agham gunvanti karteshneya, the darkness which has been horizon, which is there in the heart of the person, will be destroyed. As like niraham eva bhaskara, as when the sun rises, if the fog is there, the fog can't be dissipated otherwise. When the sun rises, that time fog immediately disappears. Here we are having very less frequency or almost nothing we see as fog. But if you go to North India, you'll see fog. And sometime in the winter season, for weeks together, you will not see any light. But when fog, when it disappears, when the sun arises fully on the sky, that time it is easy. Then that time only by the heat and energy of sun only this fog goes away. So by arising this devotional service, the bhakti towards Lord Krishna, to Vasudev, only this darkness and ignorance which is there in our heart can be removed. And the best method to remove and to engage in the devotional process is to engage in the chanting of the holy name, which is the highest principle for this Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the greatest service one can render to the Lord is to try to infuse devotional service into the heart of the conditioned souls, so that the conditioned souls may be released from the conditioned life. And for this, the best method which has been given is to chant this holy name, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to all of us. Although it was earlier, this process was earlier also there, but especially for the age of Kali Yuga, people can easily apply it. All other processes are not, we can't do. Dhyan, Gyan, all this takes so much time, so much effort, that people are not having that much time. They are not so much pure that they can apply their intelligence also directly. But if one is engaged in devotional service, he can simultaneously inculcate all these things. Gyan Yoga, Dhyan Yoga, all these things will gradually come. It is not that these are neglected, but while doing devotional service, we can develop all this quality and engage ourselves in purifying ourselves, to engage ourselves in Krishna service. So we can, like we read scriptures, what we are doing? We are developing our intelligence. We are doing so many activity in the Lord's service. So we are doing austerity and everything, but our first aim is how to please Krishna. In that way, only we can be purified. So this chanting of the holy name, as it is said in the scripture, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Kevalam, Kalevu Nastevu, Nastevu, Gatira Anyatha. So chanting of the holy name and this holy name only, and there is no other way, no other way, no other way. When we engage in this chanting of the holy name, then gradually the dirt from the mirror of our heart will gradually dissipate. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. When this chanting of the holy name arises in our heart, that time only the dust which has been accumulated since time immemorial will gradually start to decrease. And slowly, one day we will able to see ourselves, that who we are. We can realize ourselves that we are none other than the servant, part and parcel of Krishna. Jivera swarupa hai Krishnera nityadas. So we should engage try to engage in the chanting of the holy name, especially ISKCON observes this week as World Holy Name. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much everyone for giving me this opportunity. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question or comments? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.